where Wolseley hippies and West End punks can get along. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hello. You are listening to System Kids on CKUW 95.9 FM. Today is our first Fun Drive show of 2025, and we have a special treat for you. We are doing a throwback way back to 2022 when Jaina, Tina, Tim, and Lynn hosted our Fun Drive show and brought you all of the information that you would need to consider supporting community-driven radio. I'm really hoping that as you listen to this throwback episode, you will be reminded of all the things you really enjoy, not only about System Kids specifically, but about community-driven radio in particular. They're going to share with you lots of facts and lots of reasons why they really appreciate CKUW, but I would love to add that CKUW has been a long-term support of young people in and from care, giving us this space to share our stories and to make the voices of young people heard, to give them, as we say, an hour of power on the radio every week, where they can share with you the reality of what it means to be a part of the child welfare system and what it takes to create your own version of success, to leave stigma and stereotypes behind, and to be able to grow and develop to your best potential. I hope that you will consider pledging your support. $5 makes a difference, $50 makes a difference, $95 makes a difference. Whatever you are able to share, it is greatly appreciated.
You're listening to System Kids on CKUW 95.9 FM, bringing the issues of youth in and from care, from their lives to your minds.
Welcome to System Kids on CKUW 95.9 FM. Welcome to our special edition Fun Drive show. And we're so excited that this is the time of year where our listeners can show us some love through generous donations so that we can continue this journey at CKUW with, you know, community-driven radio, commercial-free. We're going to be talking to you through the show. Look forward to having this engagement with y'all. If you want to make a donation now, please give us a call at 774-6877. You could also donate directly online at ckuw.ca, and they're all fancy and can accept e-transfers and PayPal payments. All right, so welcome to the team. Today we have Tim, our student, our practicum student. We have Tina and Lynn, our outreach workers, and myself. I am Jaina Cabral, coordinator at Voices Manitoba's Youth and Care Network. We are located at 61 Juno Street on the third floor. You can call us at 204-982-4956 or toll free anywhere in Manitoba at 1-866-982-4956. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So if you're driving home or sitting in your living room chilling, we hope you sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and give us a call to make a donation. This is our once a year effort to raise money so that we can continue to upgrade equipment as needed and continue to have the freedom of commercial free radio and continue to deliver local talent. Oh, someone's calling. Is that our first donation? So let's jump into our icebreaker. All right. So today's icebreaker is we have an upcoming family day, long weekend. Is it too early for spring cleaning, I wonder? Because that's what I was thinking of doing for my long weekends, just constant decluttering. I'm a recovering hoarder, I think. But how about you guys? What's your plan for the upcoming family day? Tim?
Family day, long weekend, as always. I go to my in-laws. We have lunch. We do whatever a regular Steinbeck household do.
Nice. Okay, thank you. Tina, how about you?
I don't know. I mean, I could definitely use a cleaning day, and I forgot that it was a long weekend, so maybe yeah, I'll clean up my cupboards and get that all done. I know I'm going to Fort White, so this weekend, so that'll be fun.
That's lovely, and yeah. Tina, we so appreciate you being here on the show. Tina has been amazing at finding great local Canadian artists. She's a big fan of Canadian music, and that's something we enjoy sharing with our listeners here at CKUW 95.9 FM. How about you, Lynn?
For my family day, I am planning on taking the little one out. Hopefully it's not too cold. And we can go play in the snow because he has this new sled that he's obsessed with and wants to go down every snow hill he sees with it. So if we go for a walk to the store, we got to bring the sled with us. If we go for a walk to take the garbages out, we got to take the sled with us.
Okay, well, that's great. The only one that's actually doing something. That's great. See, now you're going to clean, and Tim and Lynn are going to be doing family stuff on family day. That's wonderful. So do you get on the sled and go down those hills too, Lynn, or do you just watch your little one do it?
I am currently the spotter. So I stand on the side to make sure that when he inevitably falls over and goes face first into the snow, I kind of catch him. My butt's a little bit too big to be fitting on his sled right now. It's just one of those little ones for toddlers. So I don't want to break it. All the tears if I broke it.
Nice. I am so going tobogganing. That's one of the perks of Fort White. I was talking to my husband and he's like, oh yeah, it'll be a great hike. And I'm like, yeah, the tobogganing will be great. And he's like, what are you talking about? Don't you have to pay for that? And I was like, no, it's in the admission. And he's like, so we can go sledding. And I was like, yeah, we're getting kind of mutually pumped.
That's so great. Thank you guys so much for that. And now it's time for our Rights Highlight here at Voices System Kids Show. We are here to bring the voices and issues and concerns of young people in and from care. But today, each week, we highlight a different right from the UNCRC, United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. And today we're looking at Article 42. Tim, would you like to tell us about it?
Sure, absolutely. So Article 42 is about your rights to know about your rights. And that means if you have someone you trust, they should get educated about your rights and share their understanding with you too.
How would have knowing your rights while you were in care made a difference, Tina and Lynn?
Personally, I think it would have made so much of a difference. I did not know I had rights. I definitely had more of a prison type mentality of it, that I was stuck here. I had no rights. I wasn't even a human being. And I think that my mindset as a child, I would have had a lot more. My mental health would have been better. I would have had a lot more confidence in myself. I also think I would have been able to advocate for myself a little bit better and knowing what I was allowed to stand up for instead of just yelling because I felt it wasn't fair. I feel like maybe my fights would have been more fruitful, more productive if I knew what I was fighting for.
I was kind of aware of my rights, but that's because I was involved heavily in like student government and things like that. But speaking from working just my time here at Voices, I feel like so many kids are left out to dry and so many people are frustrated because, like Lynn said, they just didn't know. They weren't aware that they had certain things that were entitled to them and ideas, and they weren't protected. And that makes me sad. I really wish that kids were more aware of what is out there for them and what the responsibility that the government has and CFS has towards them and making sure that they're living the lives that they want to live.
Isn't that great, though, to see young people just get lit up once they learn their rights? I think that's one of my favorite tasks at our job, at our office, is, you know, bringing the knowledge and wisdom of the UNCRC to young people and caregivers, because sometimes even the caregivers aren't aware of the rights that young people are entitled to, like you said.
I think that we can all learn about the rights so that we can not only think about how to prevent youth from getting abused, but also think about what might be the possibilities.
All right. So maybe you are one of our listeners right now who likes to join in for our rights highlight every week. As I said, we highlight a different right out of the 42 conventions and articles on the rights of the child. So if you are one of our listeners that enjoys our rights highlight, please call us now with a donation at 204-774-6877. When you pledge $70, we could send you a wonderful thank you gift in the form of a beautiful CKUW limited edition t-shirt and a friend's card that gives you access to different local businesses like Pizza Heaven and Into the Music and stuff like that.
Late afternoon, another day is nearly done. A darker gray is breaking through a lighter one. A thousand sharpened elbows in the underground. That hollow, hurried sound of feet on polished floor. And in the dollar store, the clerk is closing up and counting loonies, trying not to say, I hate Winnipeg. The driver checks the mirror 7 minutes late. The crowded rider's restlessness enunciates. Guess who sucked? The Jets were lousy anyway. The same route every day. And in the turning lane, someone stalled again. He's talking to himself and hears the price of gas repeat his phrase, I hate Winnipeg. Sky, a golden business boy will watch the north end die and sing, I love this town. Then let his arcing wrecking ball proclaim, I hate Winnipeg.
Now it's time for our community connection. Today we are highlighting the great work of Mama Way Chita. They are located at 445 King Street is their main administrative office, but they have many other sites. If you want to know more about their programs, you can give them a call at 204-925-0300. Or you can go to their email at info@mamaway.com. So the name Mama Way translates from Ojibwe into the phrase, we all work together to help one another. Isn't that beautiful?
We have two youth that receive a weekly hamper delivered right to their door for them because they have reached out to Mama Wei and expressed that they're struggling right now. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, let's get you some help. And I love that it's a non-judgment program, that they're willing to help, that they're there to help, and they will. They'll say, okay, let us drop something off at your door. Let us get you some food. Let us get you some help. And it's so heartwarming to see, because you see the smiles on these youth's faces when they receive their hampers. And they say, I made the most delicious spaghetti and meatballs today. Because I actually had food in my cupboards to be able to do that. Thank you to Mama Wei.
Right on. So Mama Wei Ichita Center, Inc. was born in the fall of 1984 by committed community members who sought an Indigenous solution to supporting and rebuilding families. Since that time, Mama Wei has worked to support families to better care for children by creating meaningful opportunities for community and family involvement. Mama Wei believes that strengthening families is a worthy investment in the future. Today, Mama Wei offers more than 50 programs and 11 sites plus, and has over 200 staff and volunteers. And they do a lot of great work for young people in and from care. They specifically have Luke's Place, which is a youth care home, Isabel's Place, which is another youth in care home. I believe that one is for pregnant young women. They have, was it the Yellow Shawl, a program, Eagle Horse Society program, honoring the spirit of our little sisters, youth care home, which is for young people that are at risk of sexual exploitation. They also have Home, which is the Hands of Mother Earth. That's a rural healing lodge for those struggling with addiction and wanting to overcome those barriers, and so much more. And our latest thing is the Wichiwin Housing First Reunification Home at 800 Selkirk Avenue. Like I said, there are many locations. There's Nord Dame, there's McGregor. I encourage you to go to info@mamaway.com to learn more. But the Wichiwin has been really actively working with our unsheltered brothers and sisters in and from care and everyone to house people and support them and provide harm reduction essentials. So thank you, Mama Wei, for all your great work to the community, to our little brothers and sisters in and from care. Yeah. So again, if you like our community connections highlight that we do each week, this is another great opportunity to take out your credit card and make a generous donation to CKUW.ca so that, you know, we can continue this volunteer-driven shows. Maybe you want to do a show. There's lots of great shows. I definitely would like them to continue commercial-free. You know, where we don't really get money from government or from sponsors. It's our listeners that really help us continue. So give us a call at 204-774-6877. If you're listening to CKUW, this is our Fun Drive show, and we are System Kids. We'll be right back.
My confusion corner computers are cursing the cold away. As December tries to dissemble the length of their working day, and they bite their mitts off to show me transfers, deposit, change. And I can't stop finding your face in their faces all rearranged. Remember you. And symbols, white light. For the most recite the names of provinces and Hollywood actors. Oh, Ontario, oh, Jennifer Jason Lee. This part of the day bewilders me. Streets slow down and I sober. Dust comes on and I struggle. Stop to stop to stop.
And the System Kids here on CKUW 95.9 FM. We hope you had time during our song break to make a donation, just to go over some of our pledge levels. Friends, for a $35 donation, you'll receive a friend's card. For $70, we will send you a thank you gift of a Fun Drive t-shirt and friend's card. For donations over $95.90, you'll get a toque and a card. And for donations 120 and more, you'll get a t-shirt and a Bluetooth radio or a toque and card. Let us send you a thank you gift for your fabulous donation as soon as possible. And for now, we're just going to get into child welfare in the news. Who wants to break down this article? I was pretty wowed by the numbers of this. Couldn't believe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, there's a huge increase in funding to the child and welfare sector to like help develop, what was it, therapeutic programs, better foster care intervention, behavioral analysis or intervention. They're looking to also do more skills training with youth. It was kind of interesting. I really like that they're trying to, they want to invest more money into programs that are already pre-existing, like the 4-H Club. I remember being in high school and not being able to join 4-H because it was $150 to join. And then you had to like pay for all, everything inside the program. So if you wanted to raise animals or something, like there was an immediate financial barrier because like my foster parents didn't have that kind of money. And most agencies don't always shell out the goods for that kind of thing.
So we're talking about the Child and Youth Services Global Market Report that was just released for 2022. We found this on the report linker at Yahoo Finance, and this was published recently on February 8th, 2022. So globally, they were talking about the amount of money that currently gets spent annually to deliver services around the world. So they said it's expected to grow. Currently, globally, we spend $128.58 billion in 2021, and just in 2022, they expect that to go from the $128 billion to $147 billion at a compound annual growth rate of 14.5%. This growth is mainly due to companies rearranging their operations and recovering from the COVID-19 impact. The market is expected to reach, hold your horses for this, ladies and Tim, $242.76 billion. So basically $243 billion in 2026. at the growth rate of 13.3%. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's a lot of money. I like that they're talking about also how that money is going to help to restructure priorities globally around child welfare and care.
Yeah, I mean, just think of all the good we could do if we had just $1 billion, we could buy that Ronald McDonald House for $1.7 million. We could feed people.
We need to do our own fundraiser for the Voices House.
Yeah, but today it's about fund drive.
From what you guys are saying, that sounds fantastic. That is a lot of money that could do a lot of good for youth around the world that are struggling, that are in care, that need a little bit of extra help. Because we all need a little bit of extra help sometimes. And I think that, you know, if true, if this is the amount of money that they're aiming for by 2026, that this could do a lot of good. And that makes my heart so full. And I hope that, you know, we get enough donations that we're able to keep this radio show going. So in 2026, we can come back and we can look at this one and we can say, guess what, guys? Guess what? We did it.
Yeah.
Now, if you'd like to donate to our fund drive, you can hit us up at ckuw.ca/donate.
Yeah. And remember, it's a thank you gift, but really the gift is, you know, contributing to radio freedom, community, right? Community radio and the freedom that our show producers and volunteers, you know, get to take part and share a variety of music. Great discussion. I've been exposed to so many beautiful genres, thanks to CKUW, an artist that I would never have heard of had I not logged on. So, yeah. So give us a shout or go online, like Lynn had said.
thank you for tuning in today to 95.9 CKUW. We are System Kids, and we are joining you here today for our Fun Drive special, one of two. Hope you guys are enjoying our show today. And if you are enjoying your show, we're going to give you a lot of incentives to donate during this show. So please listen in and listen to maybe what tier might work best for you, what you're able to give. And maybe you want a fancy t-shirt. Maybe you want a fancy hoodie as a thank you gift.
Yeah. So please call us now at 204-774-6877.
To my sisters in spirit, 'cause from deep down I hope you can feel it. 500 women missing or murdered, our sisters must feel like they've been deserted. We as men must help to keep women safe. Type of abuse we must now erase. We must join our hands now as sister and brother. Respect and protect must promise forever. Forever my spirit. No matter how far, I hope you can feel it. Help me to sing this song for the missing. Help me to sing this song for the murdered.
I love that this is a safe place to, you know, really echo the voices and issues of young people in and from care. It's been especially wonderful when we get young people as guests on our show, and we've had lots of other guests that are experts in the field of child welfare, like our friends at Manitoba Advocate for Children and Youth. We've had community activists over the years, different helpers and trainers. We've had, you know, even Dr. Melanie Doucette, who's like a youth in care superstar, alumni of care, who's got her doctorate. You know, I believe that we're really breaking barriers and breaking the stigma of what it means to be an alumni from the foster care system. And I'm just so grateful to have this platform to continue to raise awareness and open up the hearts and minds of our listeners. So if you feel as passionate as I do about youth and care issues and foster care issues and the importance of continuing to spread the word, please give us a call and make your generous donation to support our continual effort. And most importantly, to support your radio station. This is community-driven radio just for you.
I want to say how grateful I am as well for this platform. It's given a voice to the folks that I think feel that they don't have a voice, that feel that our voices are silenced. And it gives us a nice platform to be able to, as we're called, speak our voices, right? To get our voices heard out there. And our youth, you know, the people who are working in the professions, you know, what they're seeing, what they're experiencing, as well as what the youth are experiencing, you know, brainstorming together to see how we can make a difference in this industry. And without community-based radio like this station, we wouldn't have a platform to do that. We wouldn't have a way to get our voices heard, for these youth to get their voices heard, so that you could get a good idea of the perspective of a youth in care, because I don't think a lot of us have that perspective unless we've seen it or we've heard it. And this is a great way to get that heard. So I'm very grateful for community-based radio for keeping us going, for supporting us, for giving us this platform and letting us be here today.
Oh, that's so great. Thank you. I appreciate your words. And I think it's time for another song break. Since it's our Fun Drive show, we are playing more music than normal. Usually we play two songs, but we just want to give you time to get your ducks in a row, pull out those credit cards, and, you know, show us your support and your love for our show. So we are going to be right back after this song break. You're listening yes. to CKUW System Kids Fun Drive Show, and we will be right back.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home, or did he go and leave you all alone? I've got a bad desire. Like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull. Cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my soul. At night I wake up and the sheets are soaking wet, and there's a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire.
Through the middle of my soul. And now I wake up, she's so good.
I'm on the, I posted the link, the CKUW/donate page. It gives you all the incentives, like on all the tiers, and explains what's in it. And the $500 incentive pledge is a little mason jar radio. And I think it's absolutely amazing. I wish I had $500 to pledge just so I could get this little mason jar radio.
That's cool.
This is perfect. Thank you, Lynn. So we came back, and this is our fun drive show at CKW 95.9 FM. We've just heard Lynn, who thought she was on a break, talk how much she loves the mason jar radio. IT wish had $500 to get that. And yeah. And oh, one thing we forgot to mention is that your donation is tax deductible. So if you're concerned about such things, every spring, this might be your first deduction of the year. You can also double your donation to CKUW very easily. If you work for a company that matches donations to educational institutions like CKUW, get the form, fill it out, and send it in. We get your donation plus the same amount from your employer.
That's an amazing program. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And remember, we are commercial free completely. Your support is what we need to continue at this level of service. We broadcast 24 hours a day, 365 days per year. And it is, like we said, commercial and politic free. Politicians cannot buy ad space here. So,
which is great, because the worst ads in the world are always the political ones. Right? Can't stand them. That brings me into why I love CKUW. I love the programming. Like, I love that it's very driven by the people who actually live in the area. It's very creative. Like I mentioned earlier, I'm a big fan of Bikini Drive-In, which examines horror movies from like different lenses, you know, the feminist lens or, you know, just philosophical lens, which I'm a huge fan of. I'm such a nerd. But it reminds me of old school CBC, you know, when they used to play like Vinyl Cafe and stuff. I always really loved the sections during the day where they would do plays and poetry, and it was really just about highlighting Canadian talent. And I feel like that's what CKUW does. It highlights Winnipeg talent. It highlights up and coming, you know, activists and advocates, you know, people like us, networks that really need to connect to others and let kids know that there's somebody centrally located there to help them if they need. And or just like poetry readings and local events, you know, there's so many, like I walk by so many posters in Wolseley that say this event is happening and it's hosted by CKUW or CKUW is going to be there. And that's really encouraging to me. I love how community based it is. So yeah. Like, please give them your money.
And you know, the before times, there were so many great concerts that were put on that showcase are so many up and coming talents and bands that are local at the Park Theater and places like that, or the Goodwill Social Club had great showcase events. And you're right. So thanks. Last year we did pretty great in fundraising. We raised $800 thanks to your generous contributions. And this year we want to raise that bar and see if we could bring in and inspire you to contribute $900. That would be great. So again, if you want to call us now or even post or after show, just do a link that you're supporting through System Kids, and you know, we will get the points of fundraising. But you can give us a call at 204-774-6877, or if you'd rather contribute through credit card, you know, it'd be great. But you know, there's an example here in one of the papers that said, like, if you put 25 cents a day into your radio as you turned it on, that equals $91 a year, which is a pretty great deal. So remember, this is our special day for CKUW. It is fourth day of our annual on-air fundraising campaign. And, you know, remember, we are doing this so that we can continue to support commercial-free, community-driven radio, and so that we can continue to echo the voices and issues of young people in and from care who often do not have a voice while they are in the system. They are often pretty powerless until they connect with either an amazing social worker, an amazing helper that may introduce them to their rights, like we talked about. I'm excited to see how many of our listeners respond to our pleas today before our next show. And, you know, let us send you a thank you gift. System Kids here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for tuning in today. We would love to hear from you on our socials like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can send us an email at ask@voices.mb.ca.
If we wanted, we could take a moment to talk about the Friends card.
Sure. What do you like about the Friends card, Lynn?
I love the fact that they advertise the businesses that are involved. They advertise with a cute little, it looks like a decal in the sticker. It says Friends of CKUW.
I've seen those around the city.
I have one.
Yeah? But there looks like there's a lot of amazing local places on here. Into the Music. We were talking earlier about CDs great and vinyls. You get 10% off there, off regular price vinyls and CDs. That's one I know I would definitely be using.
And I think they're just cooler in general if you have a Friend's card in your wallet.
So yeah. You're supporting the Paris of the Prairies. In art school, we used to call Winnipeg that, the Paris of the Prairies, because we have such a strong community and artistic base. Mm-hmm. And, you know, radio is really an art form. And I feel like CKUW really upholds that. So it'd be kind of cool to like, be like, I support something local. I'm supporting this art form in our little Paris Prairie of the Prairies.
Grab the folks on a stoop like suckers. Hitting all kids quick fits, thick knuckles. Quick run, kicking and jam like smuckers. We bring the ruckus, cussing like some truckers. Stand the old school like muskets. Scan the whole room, one's rushing. Scoop on your boo for puckers. Straight room, this dude rates covered. Then he breaks broom, then he takes numbers. Do how we do and he do it all summer. I bring the boo, I bring the thunder. Legion of doom in the dungeon of plunder. I bring the friction. I bring the friction, I bring the fist for the lips that we splitting. I bring the chips and the dip in the chicken. I bring my whip, my new kicks and the women. Bring everything plus the sink from the kitchen. I bring the party plus I bring the party fist. I bring the party plus I bring the party fist. I bring the party plus I bring the party friction.
The ignorance and excess and necessary roughness with which I kick this and let it no filter. Break them up and rule to my partners. I am my ninja. As a trippy party jumping, that's the mission. All the world delivered like you ain't for party fixes. Bring all your friends and give it to them. Your party here to party till you put this in your system. Turn the volume up, let the whole neighborhood listen. I know what you're thinking. You can use more mayhem. Give your basement business. And that's a problem that we can fix. With all this bounce like number jumping off like I'm flipping.
You get that? I bring the friction. I bring the friction. I bring the fist for the lips that we split. I bring the chips in and dip. I'll bring my whip, my new kicks, and the women. Bring everything plus the sink from the kitchen. I bring the party plus I bring the party fixes. I bring the party plus I bring the party fixes. I bring the party plus I bring the party friction.
Friction, left to right, I'm sticking. Jab with a hook, a deadly combo left you stinging. Ringing in your head, kinda like when we bump sound, even digging in your head. Gotta turn this in, man, just bring us to the bed. Only when you stop and listen, coming to an end.
Chilling, chilling at a party.
Kicking with the hardy. Got a tough vibe, must have really wonder. I want a regular,
I do it with this body.
Got a slender build, but I'm dodging like Tahoe. Put you to your body once you bounce about the wow. Powerful, button that and M's is like some tacos. Got beef, better run, cheddar in some taco.
I bring the friction, I bring the friction. I bring the friction with the lips that we split. I bring the chips in the dip in the chicken. I bring my grip, my new kicks in the women. Bring everything plus the sink from the kitchen. I bring the party, plus I bring the party fix. I bring the party, plus I bring the party fix. I bring the party, plus I bring the
I
party
fix. I hit the party at some breakneck speed with my breakneck crew. With the fists of baseline, we gon' breakneck you. See, I crack your pop pot, so I drink nice boo. Then invade the ice pot, watch me eat nice too. See, we found the same size, got the same style too. Don't be surprised when I slide with your brand new shoes. They call me Mr.
Busy Monster.
So you must be crazy if you want to rip my roster. See, this kid's a nice but faster like a devil. Lay your damn fool, time is money that'll cost ya. But if you keep your head down, we will come across ya. I can be your bully, or I can be your boss, huh?
I bring the friction, I bring the friction. I bring the fist for the lips that we split. I bring the chips and the dip and the chicken. I bring my whip, my new kicks and the women. Bring everything plus the sink from the kitchen. I bring the party plus I bring the party fist. I bring the party plus I bring the party fist.
I bring the body buzz, I bring the body friction. I bring the friction, I bring the friction. I bring the fist on the lips that we split. I bring the chips and the dip and the chicken. I bring my whip, I do kicks in the women. Bring everything plus the sink from the kitchen. I bring the body buzz, I bring the body kissing. I bring the body buzz, I bring the body kissing. I bring the body buzz, I bring the body friction.
All right, so
I love it.
Support the Paris of the Prairies. Again, go to ckuw.ca/systemkids or call 774-6877 and make your donation. Thank you so much for listening and joining us today. We hope you stay warm, stay safe. Thank you, and come again.
Bye. Bye.
From the University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio.